This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Today we are looking at Elijah hears and obeys God's voice. Elijah hears the word of the Lord. This chapter starts off with the word of the Lord coming to Elijah. He has been told to present himself to King Ahab and that he would send rain to the land of Samaria. Not everyone would be prepared to present himself to the king, let alone King Ahab, for one of his intentions was to kill Elijah. King Ahab represents to us today as a man who was against the things of God, as well as God himself. King Ahab's father before him was against the Lord, and he seemed to have followed in his father's footsteps. However, he was not adverse to working with some of the Jewish people when he could see it would be an advantage for him. However, he began to change because his wife, Queen Jezebel, was against the followers of the Lord, and because she favoured the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah. It was she who set off to kill the prophets of the living God. And many people today do not trust in the one true God. It would seem that she had killed so many of the Lord's prophets that Elijah thought he was the only prophet of the Lord left. However, one of the people who was at Ahab's court followed the Lord, and he had hidden 50 of the Lord's prophets in one cave and 50 in another. What is more, he provided them with food and water each day. His name was Obadiah. The king had sent Obadiah to look for water for the king's animals, for the king was reluctant to kill his people, and there really was a famine in the land. As Obadiah looked for water, he became across Elijah. Elijah was on his way to seek the king, as the Lord had given him a word from God and the nation. Obadiah was walking along. Elijah met him, and Obadiah bowed before him and said, "Is it really you, my Lord Elijah?" "Yes," he replied. "Go tell your master that Elijah is here." Obadiah did not want the job of telling the king that Elijah was here, for he was afraid for his own life. In fact, he tells Elijah how he has hidden the prophets. So, won't Elijah let him off telling the king? After Obadiah had finished making his excuses, Elijah says, "As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today." If you are a believer, even though you want to flee from a situation, and yet you know that God will prefer you to do it just like Obadiah went to Ahab and told him that Elijah was here, you can face up to the situation that you may be turning away from. You see, God loves to be able to help you when he knows that you are only doing it for his sake. Obadiah goes to meet Elijah and says, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied. "But you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's command and followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." Before we go further, some may be asking, who is this God called Baal? Or what is wrong with choosing some other God? Well, Baal is an idol which is made by the hands of man. Baal is set up in a temple also made with the hands of man. Baal can be traced back to some of the tribes which very often opposed Israel. However, you cannot make God up with your own hands, because the one true God created men and women, and he's living and real. So these men and women who worship Baal were called wicked, particularly when they know the right way. Today, God expects us to worship Jesus Christ, who came into this world, living his life out on this earth, healing men and women from different diseases, and even bringing people back to life. However, Jesus didn't stop there, because he became a sacrifice for sin, so that all men and women may be forgiven if they will put their trust in him. Ahab, though, knew that he was wrong. He knew that he had done wrong. And as he listened to Elijah, he knew that he needed to obey God. When we have drifted away from God, we need to come back to God. Let us never become like Ahab and Jezebel, who deliberately knew the truth and yet worshipped Baal. Therefore he did it as Elijah said, and now summoned all the people as well as the priests. On a certain day the people assembled, along with the 450 priests of Baal and the 400 priests of the Asherah. Elijah said to the people, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God." Then all the people said, "What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire." So they took the bull given to them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. What a sight! Thousands of people watching, wanting and needing to know what God is real. Who really is the true God? Is he living? Does he care enough for us so that he could help us in our hour of need? The people expected that fire would come down soon on the first offering, seeing it was the priests of Baal who had been teaching them the laws and religious acts that Baal represented. After all, their God was being challenged. Surely he would show himself by causing the sacrifice to be burnt. The priests started calling on their God, "Oh Baal, answer us! Oh Baal, answer us!" They danced around the altar, continuing to call on Baal. They began to cut themselves with knives and with swords, hoping that Baal would see their plight and answer them. People are like that today. They keep on looking for the wrong things. They keep on looking to wrong gods. And they still don't see the answer that they're looking for. There came a time when Elijah stepped in by beginning to taunt them. "Shout louder." "Yes, shout louder," he said. "Surely he is a god, this Baal. Perhaps he is asleep, in thought or busy, or even travelling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be woken up." They continued to slash themselves through the afternoon, and they continued their false and frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. Many people today are looking for different things, different things that they can go to in different ways, different things that they think are bigger than themselves. But no one here answered and no one paid attention, and many people find the same thing on this earth today. Then Elijah said to the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be called Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it, large enough to hold 2 seas of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. He then said, "Fill 4 large jars of water and pour it on the offering in the wood. Do it again." And they did it again. "Do it a third time," he said, and the water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Let it be known today that you are the God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burnt up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and it also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" Then Elijah said, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let any of them get away." And Elijah had them brought down to Kishon Valley and slaughtered them there. If you find things in your own life, such as hate, wrong thoughts, jealousy, fits of rage, factions and envy, selfish ambition, witchcraft, drunkenness, orgies, ask the Lord for His power and grace to get rid of them. You can do this by turning to the living God who sent His only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came so that you could be forgiven for all those things that we've just mentioned, for any other thing that you have done. And you can come to Him by inviting Jesus Christ into your life, confessing your sin and inviting Him in. And perhaps you may wish to say this prayer after me today. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner, that I've turned away from your things and done wrong things instead. I've thought wrong thoughts, and I have come against you. Lord, please forgive me for all these wrong things that I've done. And please come into my heart and give me eternal life, life which goes on forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming in. Thank you for being my Saviour and Lord. I ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today and meant it, you too have become a Christian, a person who has put their trust in the one true God. And instead of all these selfish ambitions, witchcraft, drunkenness, and other factions, envy, for instance, and orgies, that you may have had in your life, you can instead rely on God's Spirit to give you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. So God calls each Christian to walk in the Spirit, not relying on his own efforts, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you all today. This is Murray Yates signing off for this month.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider how great thou art. shall come with shout of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble
now, as in